Hi, everybody, and welcome to our second show today here on July 18th, 2019. My name is Harris Jacobs. Thanks so much for listening today. And whenever you're listening, maybe you're listening on the archives. Who knows? We archive every show over at our website, which is education-talkradio.org. And we change our schedule usually on Saturday mornings. You can see what we're doing for the rest of the week. In case you missed that, we also send out a link to every show after the show. And that would be you can get that. Listen, I lost my words. You can get that, okay, via Twitter at EduTalkRadio, on Facebook, EduTalkRadio, okay, or on LinkedIn. EduTalkLarry. And any one of the ways that you want to follow us, friend us, link with us, okay, we'll get you a link to the shows and you can see what we're doing every day. Okay, and we do a lot every day here. All right. And we have a wonderful magazine I want to tell you about. It's called Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity in Education. ACE is the way we shorten that. It's at ACE-ed.org. It's digital. It's wonderful. The editorial's terrific. The advertisers are in there. And it's all about equity and accessibility and compliance and making sure that every student, every school, every day gets a chance to learn and learn well. All right, so please check it out. It's a quarterly magazine. Our new one will be up there the week of August 5th for the back-to-school issue. The spring one is up there now. But if you haven't seen it, check it out, ace-ed.org. And please tell your friends. We do like word of mouth. I have a great show for you right now, and it's something that's always been on my mind, and one of my pet peeves, actually, and my pet peeve is at the industry, which is very, very bright, okay, and very good with education, the education industry, obviously, I guess, but I don't feel that they're involved enough with teacher education. And I was lamenting this to my friend Steve Wakefield over at Discovery, and he brightly chimed in and said, "We are." All right. And I said, "What do you mean?" And that's what this show is about. We've got, I'll bring them on in just a second. We've got Dr. Anne Monroe Belegeron. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Anne. Okay. Who's the Dean of the School of Education at Buena Vista University. And we've also got Lucas DeWitt. Dr. DeWitt is the Program Director for their Masters of Education. All right. Along with Kelly Campbell from Discovery. All right, and we're going to talk about how Discovery and Buena Vista University out in California are bringing new advanced degree programs to life together, okay? The industry has so much to offer, teacher education, and I'm so glad this is actually happening, and I congratulate Discovery and Buena Vista. We're going to find out all about it. In fact, we're going to find out all about it right now. Let me bring on my guest. Ladies first. First of all, I know Kelly's there. Hi, Kelly. You there?
Hello, I am here.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So we're all
beautiful.
On then.
Yeah, and I asked you how you doing today out there. Are you in Chicago?
I am actually based in our Silver Spring, Maryland office, so our Discovery headquarters.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking is because you have a 312 cell phone. Okay.
Yes. I've lived in the Washington, D.C. area for about a dozen years, but I kept that 312 number this whole time.
It's easy. You can't tell with cell phones, okay? So anyway, you're in Silver Springs. It's a pleasure to have you here, Cal. I got to tell you, Anne, may I call you Anne until I figure out how to pronounce your last name? Anne, Dr. Anne Monroe Belegeron? Help me, Anne.
Hi, Larry. Larry, you should be able to pronounce that name. It's a good main name from Old Town. It's Belegeron. Belegeron.
Okay. Anne Monroe-Belegeron. Where are you from in Maine?
Well, I spent 10 years up in South Harpswell, Brunswick, and the name itself comes from Old Town, Maine. Family name out
wow.
that way.
And by the way, Old Town. Old Town is up by Orono, okay, which is where the University of Maine is, okay? And, wow, fellow Mainer, I live in Cornish, southwest Maine.
There you go. Give it my best.
Maine.
It's been a few years since I've been there. Out here in Storm Lake, Iowa.
You're in Iowa? Is that where Buena Vista is, in Iowa?
Yep, Buena Vista University. The main campus is right here in Storm Lake, Iowa, And we have partnerships with 16 of our area community colleges. So we really have a footprint across the entire state.
Wow, unbelievable. And first of all, let me say hello to Lucas. Dr. DeWitt, are you there? Lucas?
I'm there, thank you. Great to be on.
Hey, where are you from? Since we're going, where's everybody from? Let's do some geography. Where are you from?
I'm native to Iowa.
Fair enough. The only one. Okay, good enough. Which town? Let's give your town credit.
Spencer, Iowa. Not too far
Spencer.
From the Storm Lake campus.
Okay, good enough. And I have to ask you guys, so I'm going to ask you, Lucas, help me here. I assumed that Buena Vista was in Iowa, and I guess that's because I thought of Disney, Buena Vista. Okay, why is it called Buena Vista in Iowa? Help me before we go any further.
Yeah, Buena Vista is a county. It's the name of the county in the state of Iowa, obviously. And basically it goes back to when the Mexican-American War, when they're applying for statehood and coming up with names. And that's what Buena Vista comes from, the battle there. In the Mexican-American War is what that came on. And basically, believe it or not, a little Iowa history is, you know, most of the counties are named from some type of historical event from that era. In fact, over 50 of them are from that specific war or people or events or things from that era.
What an interesting little piece of history. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. DeWitt. I appreciate that. Okay, I'm an old history teacher, emphasis on both old and history. So I'm getting so old I've actually lived through most of it. Okay, so thank you for that. And Anne from Old Town, Maine, I love it. And Kelly from Chicago, but now Silver Spring. Okay, let's swing over and talk about this. First of all, let's talk a little bit of pride. Tell me, Anne, tell us about Buena Vista University beyond its historical name.
Sure. Well, Larry, Buena Vista University has been in existence since 1891, so we're a very well-established, long-standing, well-known university, both here in the state of Iowa as well as nationally. Our alums are in every one of the 50 states as well as 22 other countries. So we have a long-standing history and a wonderful alumni base. We are a small liberal arts institution. Like many of the areas in the Midwest, we sit within a rural community, and we're very committed to access and opportunity for our students.
Nice.
We provide a liberal arts education with real-world applications significantly at the undergraduate level, but our graduate programs are growing as we speak, which is why this partnership is so important to us.
And which I think is just wonderful. How many students matriculate at the school at BVU?
Just under 2,000. We are under 2,000 students. And
that's
again,
nice these
we
days. Yeah.
Include a number of partnerships with our area community colleges. So we are very committed to degree completion for students across the state of Iowa, and of course, access and opportunity through our hybrid and online programs as well.
Right. And by the way, we are talking about a flexible online program here, are we not, Lucas?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep, flexible online. Fully accessible online, and you know, and just in this day and age with the busyness and as busy as everybody is, it's nice to have that access to work with teachers that are trying to advance their careers.
Absolutely, and online it lets you to bring in teachers from literally all over the world if they want to, but certainly every state of the union. Okay, so not only your alumni can come from, go out to there, it also brings in every point of view that you could imagine. And what we're talking about here is how Discovery, Kelly, you're going to talk about this a bit more, okay? It's supporting, it's a new, I love this, technology integrationist track, which is now available, and God bless Discovery for doing this, as part of BVU's Teacher Leadership Curriculum and Instruction Master's degree program. Is that one of the, and let me ask you, is that the main master's degree you give? It's a master's degree, let me say it again, Teacher Leadership Curriculum and Instruction, and Discovery is supporting the technology, which I think is important, technology integrationist track. Okay, how many master's degrees do you give, or is this the biggie? Anne?
We do have five different master's degree programs that we offer through the School of Education. But you're right, Larry, this is one of our most significant master's degrees as it reaches a very large community of teachers. These mm-hmm. are teachers who, as Lucas mentioned earlier, are looking to advance their knowledge and skills, and particularly through this track and this partnership, their knowledge and skills in the integration of technology, which we all know is critical now to students achieving their full potential, whether you're talking about children in kindergarten through high school. Any child is going to be accessing and learning through the opportunities that technology provides them.
Exactly right. And so many districts, and I work with a lot of them, thanks to my buddy Steven over at Discovery. I work with a lot of districts who go through what's called a digital transition. There's zillions of them. Okay, that might be an exaggeration, but there's a lot of them, most of them, going through digital transitions. And I'm going to ask you this in a second, but a lot of the teachers, okay, were trained 5, 10, 15 years ago, and it might have been technology, but that's changed, all right? So we have to keep them updated, et cetera. So to do a digital transition in 2019, 2020, and beyond, you have to be up to date with all that sort of thing. Hence, the technology integrationist track, okay, and this master's degree from BVU makes perfect sense for a company like Discovery to get involved in, because they work with so many districts who are so involved in digital transition. It is, if I may, everybody, a win-win. Would you agree, Kelly?
Oh, I would completely agree. And as you said, Larry, Discovery Education Services are reaching students, millions of students, about 50 million students now around the globe. And in the United States in particular, we're reaching districts who are launching big digital transition plans.
Oh, never
ends. We're partnering with these school districts with things like our digital textbooks to get the content and resources in the hands of the teachers and students. And we're also doing and have for about a dozen years professional development to help the teachers in that transition throughout their district or through their program. And in that same period of time, we were also working with Wilkes University in Pennsylvania.
I did know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With Wilkes, we were partnering on Masters of Science in Instructional Media. And that really, for the last decade, has been an incubation for us of how the Discovery Education kind of magic and experience and kind of knowledge in the technology and the newest and latest teaching techniques around digital materials could be then created into an advanced degree or even a certification. And so we're expanding those types of relationships, and we're completely thrilled to be working with Buena Vista, because what they have put together and their region and Iowa and beyond is so well known. It's the greatest match of our content and services and an approach with their deep knowledge and distribution. And you're right, I think it's a win-win.
Without question, it's a win-win. And I want to say again what I said at the beginning of the show. The industry, companies like Discovery and all the rest, are uniquely positioned, okay, to help educators get a further education. Okay, they have the resources, et cetera, and to put those to work with a great university like Buena Vista, and you mentioned Wilkes a few minutes ago in Pennsylvania. Okay, I got to tell you, the time has come, and I just want to say how proud I am of you guys, okay, at Discovery for making this happen. I just think it's absolutely terrific. Okay, and Lucas, let me ask you this: at the end of the day, when let me just say Lucas DeWitt. Dr. Witt is the program director for the Masters of Education that we're talking about at BVU. Lucas, what's the goal at the end of – you get your master's in this. Who should apply for this? But what's the goal at the end? I mean, obviously, it's to get a degree, but what do you want them to be able to do? Where do you want them to go with this in a given school or class or whatever?
Right. I should give you a little bit of background. I was a school administrator for 15 years, and then 2 years ago came to BVU. Excited about growing the graduate program and really offering to teachers what they need to continue to be successful at the graduate level. So this opportunity with the tech integrationist position, you know, our goal is to help teachers to not have technology as just something that's on the side or something that they do with kids, but to make that part of their everyday occurrences, to make it part of normal life, to help teachers to have the skills necessary to make that the norm, and also to grow as a teacher leader to help others in that process.
Mm-hmm.
So this program is open to, you know, beginning teachers to advanced teachers, those that really want to just grow in their tech integration capacity, as well as to grow in their leadership as a teacher. This is a great way to collaborate with others, to have, you know, learning communities across the nation with different teachers, to share design ideas, integration approaches. So it's really, as you mentioned earlier, it's win-win for everybody. But we also want it to be flexible and responsive to what our teachers are needing so they continue to grow. Teaching is a tough, tough job. I mean, it's a tough profession.
You got that right.
And we want to do all we can to help to grow teachers in their capacity.
And congratulations again on doing that. I think it's wonderful that you are doing that. All right. And you know, what can I say? It's just so important. Answer me this. And Lucas, if you want to swing it back and forth to you and Kelly, that's fine. But I'll start with you. Dr. DeWitt, what does Discovery have to do with this? I mean, I know they're supporting you and all that sort of thing, but what's the role they play in the track?
Well, Discovery is, you know, nationally well-known. They have, you know, all kinds of backing support necessary to make things happen. As a principal, we got in on the forefront when I was a principal on using the Discovery Notebook for our students, and we found it, you know, great with the access with technology there, so we knew it was a, you know, wonderful product. And we also knew that they were very supportive in wanting to expand their footprint in getting kids into science and getting kids to make the, you know, to find the enjoyment and fun from STEM activities. And so, you know, for us, it's just natural that if a Discovery is interested in helping us to help reach teachers, man, it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. It really does. And Kel, well, get into more detail on that. Kelly.
Yeah, happy to. And it really is from a very specific perspective. The courses that Discovery Education is developing are authored by our experts and our connections around the country and around the globe, and then are combined with courses from BVU to create this track. So it's the greatest kind of meeting of minds and knowledge across a big network of authors and contributors. And then we layer in there some additional elements that are, again, I'll say kind of that Discovery magic. So the Discovery Educator Network is our community of teachers, and they are all part and now aware of this information and can kind of contribute to that, get that growing community. We also provide, as part of the educator student taking the track, they have access to the Discovery Education products so that they can have kind of real life experience with some of the programs and resources that are being provided to students today. So it'll change obviously and be updated. So each year the latest and greatest of the new services and content that's out there will be accessible to the students that are going through these tracks. So it really is a kind of a living, breathing kind of coursework that'll be modern at all points in time.
Yeah, it's cool. And by the way, next week I'm going to do another show with you guys. I met Lance Rogo over at the ISTE when I was there in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. And he's been directing, if I may use that word, the Discovery and creating, however you want to say this, with the help of educators all over the country, what you're calling the Discovery Education Experience. Okay, which I really liked. I thought that was cool, kind of a great umbrella term. And we're going to do a show on that next week if people want to listen on that. It's going to be fun how you guys got the input of educators, okay, into what you were doing to make the right product, which, again, is exactly what I'm talking about here. Yeah, the industry and the teachers have to be in complete touch. I have to ask Anne a question. And you're dean of the School of Education, all right? And as such, you handle both graduate and undergraduate, all right? How do you handle teaching technology, the use of technology in the classroom these days? Obviously, all the schools that all your graduates go to are in a digital transition or darn close to it or have been working with it for a while. How has the undergraduate school changed its programs to reflect what's doing in today's classroom? Anne.
Sure. Larry, it's a great question, and it's really a challenge to those of us in teacher preparation and teacher education, because to keep up with the K-12 world and the integration of technology really requires exactly what we're doing with Discovery Ed, which is living in a significant partnership. We have to not only partner with experts in the content such as Discovery Ed, but we also have to partner very closely with our K-12 schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly provide the content and information through our courses. We have a standalone course for our students on technology integration, but it's not enough to provide information to a student once and provide a one-and-done opportunity in anything, much less technology integration. So we also challenge ourselves to integrate technology in our own teaching practices so that we're modeling and using technology for our students in all of our teacher education courses that they're taking. And then, of course, as they step out into the K-12 communities through field experience, observations, and ultimately their student teaching. And at the graduate level, again, field experiences and opportunities and assignments that are embedded in the interaction in K-12 classrooms. That's how we keep ourselves in partnership, up to date, and making sure that we're providing our students what they need today when they step out into a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And not
and
getting out of touch, if you will, with what's happening day to day.
And what you said, you used the word, and it was key as you were talking, was the word modeling. Okay, one of the things that really scares me is when professors are training teachers to go into today's classroom and they stand up there and lecture, and they're not doing. They're to say the old sage on the stage. I'll use the old rhyme as opposed to what teachers are doing now, moderating learning, a guide on the side, which is standard stuff the way we say it. Okay, but if we have professors teaching the old way, the model, okay, is not shown, okay, to the current or future educators who are taking the courses, and I think it's so important that the professors, and you said you guys do this, Ann and Lucas, you're modeling what needs to be done, because that's the way people learn these days. Okay, it's not about, as I always like to say, it's not about the teaching, it's about the learning. And I have to ask, Ann, if I can go one step deeper. You said that the professors, and they're all well-trained, well-researched, I'm sure very intelligent people, okay, how do they react when we say, hey, you got to do this so that these people know how to go into a classroom? What was their reaction? I'm curious. They must have been all for it. But I'm interested.
Absolutely, Larry. So our faculty here at Buena Vista University all come to higher education from having had experience as licensed teachers and administrators in K-12 schools. So you heard Lucas speak just a moment ago after having spent 15 years as a school administrator. He's now come into higher education so he can have an impact on the preparation of teachers, both undergrad and graduate level. Lucas represents the rest of our faculty as well. I talked earlier about my 10 years in Maine. All of those years were in a classroom and as an administrator. So fortunately at BV, we have a very rich group of faculty at both undergrad and graduate. Not only do they come from K-12, but they stay connected to our K-12 partners. We're out in our area schools across the state every day, whether it be supporting our students who are in clinical learning opportunities or providing professional development. And again, like Discovery Ed, who benefited greatly from hearing from teachers, so too do we. We need to know today what the life of a teacher looks like. What is the curriculum they're being asked to share? And what are the learning needs that the students are bringing to them today? Because they're very different than they were just a few years ago.
Well, they sure are. they sure are. Lucas, how are you getting the word out? And I hope we're helping you to some degree, but how are you getting the word out about this wonderful program? I assume that you're bailiwick and you're marketing folks, but how do you get the word out?
Well, I think, you know, obviously this type of conversation is fantastic, as well as working with marketing.
Doing it.
Thank you very much.
I am.
Working with the
you're
marketing
welcome.
Department. And also talking, you know, word of mouth with teachers and those that have started the program. BV is spread out throughout the state. We have a lot of alumni that are in education that we've gotten the word to as well. And we're just trying to have conversations with everyone that we're really interested in helping teachers grow and continue to be better at their profession. And part of that is being connected through this type of professional development. And for those that are more interested or that want to check us out, you can go to our BVU website, bvu.edu/graduate, and that gives you more information and can get you signed up.
Well, then you should do that. I mean, it's really good stuff. And let me say something else. We talked about teachers doing this. That is important. I also think, and Lucas, comment on this for a second. I don't think it's a bad idea for an administrator to get a degree like this, because they're the ones responsible for really implementing all these things. They're the ones who have to make the decisions to get them into the classroom. They have to understand it. Are administrators up to snuff? Lucas.
You know, there's so much going on in the world, obviously, and in education, and administration does need to be up to date, especially when you're making your financial decisions as far as what products you're going to be bringing, what software, how you're going to, you know, even set up your classroom as far as, you know, flexible learning opportunities, whether you're using, you know, what type of media. I mean, it is important to be well-versed. And so much is moving to more distributed leadership, you know, with your teacher leaders, you know, with central office as well as with building principals. It is important that everybody is aware. Anymore, not everyone can be an expert in all things, but it's important that people have an understanding of how we work together. And technology and all the changes that are coming so fast, is important that everybody is well-versed in what needs to happen for us to move ahead, ultimately to improve student learning, because that's what this is all about.
That's what everything is all about. It's about learning, not teaching, okay? And that's the key thing, is what we always have to remember about this, okay? We're only better teachers if people are learning better, and that's the bottom line of this. I want to give you guys another plug over at BVU, if I may. We have been talking about your technology integrationist track. Okay, it's a program master's in teacher leadership curriculum and instruction. It's a master's, but you have another master's that I know you do, and you run this, I think, Lucas, and that's special ed. You have a master's in special ed?
Right. Yeah, our programs, we have special ed for strategist one, strategist two. It's basically all types of, you know, either if you're self-contained or true integration into the classroom, co-teaching. We have our track to help teachers to get their special ed endorsement. Other school of ed programs for grad is also school counseling and mental health counseling are all part of the school of ed graduate programs.
Boy, you're right where things should be these days. I hate to say it, but school counseling, special ed. We have our magazine, which is Accessibility, Compliance, Equity, and Education, AC&E. Okay, and that's kind of our bailiwick in there. And we every school, every student, every day is our motto, but I tell you, mental health is so important, school counseling is so important, and special ed, as far as I'm concerned, every one of them is going to heaven. I got to tell you, they're all sprouting wings and going to heaven. I don't know how they do it, so I congratulate you. If people are interested in that, which we really need teachers, please check that out, too. It's great stuff. I think you're on your way. Kelly, anything to add? Ms. Campbell?
Well, we're just so thrilled to be having this partnership with Buena Vista as well as Wilkes University.
Cool.
And we're hoping that we can be a conduit to add on additional partner universities to build out a network of universities who are approaching this in a similar innovative way. And then that'll also expand to international schools as we build out a global portfolio. So I think it's got a tremendous amount of potential, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
And they're thrilled to have you. And, to do this kind of outreach to higher ed in teacher training, as I keep saying, it's just so darn important. Ann and Lucas, you guys are wonderful. Just keep up the good work at what is obviously a terrific and growing school. So congratulations on that. I love what you're doing.
Thanks, Larry. We really appreciate the opportunity. And, again, you continue to do the work. We share the vision with you, every student, every day.
Oh, thank you. Every school, every student, every day. That's That's what we try to be all about, I got to tell you, over at the magazine, which you guys would enjoy. It's at ace-ed.org. I hope you take a look at it. Okay, it's a digital magazine. We're pretty proud of it over there. And Ann, you did remind me of something, and it is, I'm going to say this again, and Ann's going to be mad at me. It's July 18th, and I just realized I haven't had a lobster all summer. You brought it up when you were talking about it.
Well, sadly so, either have I. So when you get your... If you send one out to Iowa, I would deeply appreciate it.
I will. Wayne knows that. I'm telling you, really, they're so good, everybody. Just come on up here and have one. Come on home, man, and have a lobster. Okay?
That's it. It's a small world.
Yeah, it is indeed. Okay. I'm going to have a lobster this week, and I'll think of you, Ann. I promise I will think of you.
Oh,
you know.
Rub it in. Go ahead.
I'll rub it in. Okay. Thank you all. This was just wonderful. Continued good fortune to all of you. Just great. Have a great summer. Thank you.
And you as well. Thanks, Larry.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you, Larry.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Buena Vista University, everybody. I think it's bvu.edu. We'll get you over there. We're talking about the master's degree in technology. It's the technology integration track as part of a master's degree in teacher leadership curriculum and instruction master's degree. Congratulations, Discovery. And they have other degrees as well. And the one just struck me, it's on the paper here, is special ed. And they talked about school counseling and also mental health. It's school mental health. Oh, man. We need professionals in every one of those areas, and it's just great. So thank you, BVU, for doing the good job you do. And, of course, my good friends at Discovery, Kelly, and thank you, Stephen, for helping me put together this show. All right, we'll archive at education-talkradio.org and tweet it out at EduTalkRadio. Please check out ace-ed.org, our magazine. Thank you all. I'm going to enjoy a lobster this weekend, I promise.